Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are focusing primarily on lightning caused fires that are burning in the Stanislaus National Forest. There have been several large fires burning throughout recent months. We're joined in studio this weekend by the incident commander of the Summit Complex Fire, Brent Kaiser, as well as the fire chief for the Stanislaus National Forest, Dave Updike. Brent Kaiser, the next question I'm going to pose your way, you know, especially the Summit Complex Fire being up over 4,300 acres, it seems like it's a very notable incident. Is this kind of a unique thing to manage a fire of this size in the Stanislaus National Forest?
BJ, in my 17 years on the Summit Ranger District, 23 on the Stanislaus National Forest, we've had actually a lot of managed fire, over 10 fires in the last 12 years. And in that time, we've had some they vary in size from a couple hundred acres to the mountain fire that was over 3,000 acres. And then we've also had a lot on other districts. Miwok and Calaveras districts have had some as well.
So it's not the first managed fire that the forest has really overseen?
No, it's not. And then Dave had mentioned the drought had kind of, you know, slowed that process down. But with the wet winter we had, it was a perfect time this year to go back into that time frames of managing the fire throughout the summer months.
You know, roughly how many firefighters do you have on these incidents?
Between the complex and the creek, over 100 firefighters.
Are there a variety of different specialties?
There are a variety of different specialties. And along with that, we're lucky to have on the Stanislaus a very professional and experienced firefighting crews. And also non-fire, the support we've gotten has been exceptional, bringing it together a very, very strong team for these kind of managed fires.
I'll move over to Dave Updike, the fire chief for the Stanislaus National Forest. We talked a lot about the two major incidents, the Creek Fire as well as the Summit Complex Fire, but there's been a lot of additional lightning strikes just this past week, hasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Monday night was a spectacular night if you were looking outside. We had over 1,250 strikes alone on Monday night. That was in the Central Sierras there. And so we've increased our forest capacity. Some of the other fires nationwide have reduced their fire activity, and so they're able to provide resources to other forests in need, and we were able to get some of those resources here as a precautionary measure. Some of those lightning fires that develop is typically after a little bit of a warming trend, and we have that coming in this weekend. And so as the lightning establishes into the forest, the solar radiation starts to heat up the vegetation a little bit, then all of a sudden we have a new start. And so we wanted to be prepared for that. And so for the next week or so, that's what we're kind of looking at.
In that big lightning storm this past Monday, how many lightning strikes were we talking across the region?
I'm not sure across the region, but just here in the Central Sierras, the lightning count that I saw was about 1,250 strikes. That's pretty abnormal for this area.
Have they created quite a few new fires as well?
We got four new fires so far. And like I said, typically it takes a little bit of time for the vegetation to heat up. And then those fires will start popping up. So we're expecting more. And it was pretty interesting to already see four coming up out of such a short time period.
Those new fires, are they pretty small then at this point?
Currently, yes. They're a tenth of an acre to 5 acres is, I think, the largest one we have so far.
You mentioned more popping up. It seems like whenever we have the big lightning strikes and the big lightning storms, that next morning at 5 o'clock the next morning, I'll have one or two people call and say, oh, are there new fires, you know, burning, you know, in our area? But it does sometimes take, you know, a day or weeks to actually find these, doesn't it?
It does. And like Brent Kaiser had mentioned, you know, we have an incredible staff, very talented staff, been here some time. And they definitely know the land, and so they're able to know some of the key areas. We have our lightning maps that we can produce that show where the lightning actually connected, and so we have a very good chance of catching those fires while they're small and creating the opportunities, if they're there, to use them as resources to better our lands, and that's what we're trying to do with some of these other fires.
Since you have such a vast forest area, you know, do you have enough, you know, people staged in different areas, lookouts to see these fires, or do you have to do recon flights to try to locate them?
We do both. We do have three currently staffed lookouts. We have a couple other lookout towers that we staff as needed, and we've been taking advantage of those opportunities as needed or as we can. We also have fixed-wing plane recon flights that fly the forest, and they fly the whole perimeter and through the middle. We have an excellent helitac crew up there at Bald Mountain, and they've been out there doing recon flights every day. not only the current fires that are happening, but also in those, some of those heavy canyons that were had a concentration of lightning strikes just in this recent week, and then prior lightning strikes as well.
Historically, this mid-September period, is this still a pretty dangerous period when it comes to fires?
Yeah, September has historically been the month that is the most susceptible for large fire growth here on the Stanislaus. And so obviously this is our peak time, if you will. And as October starts falling in about mid-October until we have a season-ending event, which would be snow or rain, over an inch of rain, that's something that we are concerned with and we'll be staffing very heavily for. So the community may see an increase of Forest Service presence in some of the communities and also up in some of the campgrounds in the higher elevations.
I know deer hunting season kicking off this weekend. Do you have any advice for people heading out and getting some early hunting in?
I do. Please take advantage of the ranger stations, you know, at each Forest Service location. Their front desk folks have all the current information of any fires that could be burning in those areas. Not deterring you in any way from recreating or going out and doing your hunting, but just do it safely. Be aware of your surroundings and aware of the weather as it's coming in. We do have 37 fires actively burning on the forest right now, and some of those are a single tree burning, and then others, like I said, are up to 4,300 acres. So knowing the area and having a good plan in case of an emergency is something we really want to stress to the public.
Having those 37 fires, have you had to bring in outside quite a few outside resources to backfill different stations?
We have. We have numerous Forest Service and even some contract support services with us, and we've also augmented most of the Forest Service staff here on the Stanislaus that typically are not fire staff are doing fire work now. And we call that our militia staff, and they're doing an excellent job. Like I said, we have an incredible workforce here, and it's a very large team and a very family atmosphere.
Do you have a sense, you know, all across California, are fire agencies pretty stretched thin right now?
They definitely were during that heat wave through the Labor Day weekend. We did have all national teams were deployed, and most every fire resource was deployed between the hurricanes out to the east and then the fires out here on the west. We still have major fires going in Oregon and Washington right now that are really utilizing as much resources as possible. And California was very stripped of resources, and nationally I think we were stripped as well.
For people who are thinking about doing some post-Labor Day camping out in the Stanislaus National Forest now that maybe the crowds have thinned out a little bit, you know, what advice do you have for people that just are going to be heading out to that area just when it comes to fire safety?
Please try to understand what we're accomplishing here and some of the difficulties and challenges that we're facing. And we did close down Clark Fork Campground, and that was for a safety precaution due to the McCormick fire. And just please understand that, you know, we're looking out for the forest's, you know, health, and that we're also trying to accommodate that recreation. And so utilizing those ranger station information and you know, really try to prepare yourself. And we're trying to make sure there is that recreation opportunity. It just might be in another location.
After the weekends, are you still finding campfires that are left unattended?
Well, we found a few, but for the most part, like I said, there's so much staff in the area. We're trying to touch base with the public as often as we can and really distribute that message as far as, you know, we really do have enough fire, if you will, currently. So if we could prevent any new ones from starting, that would be our goal.
And Brent Kaiser, anything to add on that?
I would just say in the Clark's Fork area, fortunately, we were able to open the Clark's Fork Road and the campgrounds this morning. Would have campers use caution and hunters. There's posted areas that are closed. That is Fence Creek Road and the Fence Creek Campground. And then the Arnott Trail is open, but they can't go into west into the fire area. Also, there's due to the current thunderstorms, there's been debris flows coming off of the fire onto Clark's Fork Road. And we are keeping that cleared and keeping it safe for the public and for the firefighters. That's our most important job out there, BJ.
All good information. We need to take one more break. We're talking about fires in the Stanislaus National Forest. Notably, a lot of the lightning-caused fires that have recently been popping up across the forest and firefighting efforts on those incidents. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. This weekend, we're joined in studio by the fire chief for the Stanislaus National Forest, Dave Updike, as well as the incident commander for the Summit Complex Fire, the over 4,300-acre fire burning in the forest, Brent Kaiser. We will return with our final segment of Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.